Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Party's already started on the Wake Up with Brent and Julia. Been commercial free all morning. I'm moving into my first house. Been talking all about it. How this is supposed to be this really exciting time in my wife's family, in my family, in our moments in our life. And I kind of have mixed feelings about
Why?
It. You know what's interesting is I keep thinking about how this is another milestone,
yeah.
a really important milestone in someone's life that my mom is not going to be at.
Mm.
I lost my mom 3 years ago to dementia, and she was sick for a long time, and she missed so many milestones in my life, actually. She missed the birth of my son because he's 1.5, and she died 3 years ago. She was sick, so she never visited me when I moved away from Chicago. So I moved to Spokane, Washington, straight out of college, and she never even got to come visit because she was so sick that she never even got to visit. So I should be used to this by now, and I thought I would be used to it, and all I keep thinking about is, man, it kind of sucks that mom won't be there.
Yeah. So, you know, I know this is not as comforting, but I do feel like she's there. You know, I feel like she's there, and she's watching you, and she knows what's going on in your life. And I really do feel that way. I know it's better to be able to see her and hug her because it's, you know, it's hard that way. But
and I keep having this stupid weird vision of like mom coming in with like homemade cookies and putting like a little touches or decorating things and things like that on there. And my mother-in-law's coming into town this weekend. And one of the reasons she said was like, well, I want to be there when you guys buy your first house. And I was like, that's so sweet of her.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like bittersweet. Like, well, that's cool that you can do that and my mom can't.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I kind of felt that way.
You have to think of it like this. And I can remember this from years ago when my dad passed and we got our first house. Somebody said, you know what? Your dad would be very proud of you. In fact, he probably even helped you get this house.
Oh,
so
wow.
Your mom may have been instrumental helping you find the right house for you and your family.
Yeah, because you bid on that one and didn't work out.
Right.
This is like a perfect house. It's in a great area.
Yeah. It's so weird how that like stuff happens, like where you feel like you hit these like milestone moments and you're an adult. Mm. I'm a dad now. I work in a career, feel like I'm in a good place in my life. And then all of a sudden you're just like a little kid again. Like I just need mommy there.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Why do I feel like I need my mommy there? and I'm like kind of like feels weird to say like it brings up mixed emotions, this really happy moment in my life. But yeah, this weekend's approaching where we move into our first house. We'll be homeowners. And I keep thinking still as a grown ass adult, where's my mom at?
Oh, aww. I think that's very normal.
That's normal
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with you that like, I think that it always kind of sticks with you. Like you said, Kevin, like even as an adult, like you just still think about your mom all the time in those type of moments.
Exactly.
That's why the other caller was saying, always tell people that you love them.
Yeah.
Which was such good advice. Mm-hmm.
That is great advice. And I think you're right, Julie, like my mom's presence will be there in some way, shape or form. But I feel this like urge, like how do I get her presence in that house more? And I just feel like it's probably just there naturally and organically, right? Yeah. It's tough. This will be an interesting weekend because it's a huge, huge moment. I'm super excited about it. But there will be a piece that's missing. Appreciate you listening and hanging out with us every day. Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I love the people that listen to this show because we're creating this like little community, this little family of the people that listen to the Wake Up with Brent and Julie every single day. And we are there for each other and support each other. And I was just sharing how I had mixed emotions for like one of the biggest milestones and one of the biggest accomplishments in my life, becoming a homeowner this weekend and moving into my first home, and how my mom isn't going to be there. We lost her to dementia 3 years ago, and how I have just like, even as a grown adult, like, man, where's mom?
Right.
I wish mom was there. And Helen had called into the show because you just felt like you're compelled to tell me something. So go ahead, Helen.
So my mom also died of Alzheimer's, and it was about 11 years ago that she passed away, actually in September. And so her favorite treat was a black gum. So if you happen to like that one, it's a good suggestion because it's native to Missouri. But if you don't have room for a tree, just find some, like, you know, bulbs are also good because it's sort of fun in the spring for them to come up. But it's also just, it's always, whenever I've moved into a place, planting something makes me feel a part of that space. So I recommend, you know, planting it where you can see it out, a good window that you look out, because every time you look out, when you plant it, whatever it may be, you're going to remember her, and she'll be a part of the house because you planted it in memory of her. And you
Helen,
the space and,
Helen, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but your premise is to get a tree, plant a tree, create some roots, and have her presence be with a tree. So interesting that you had called and said that, because you talk about, like, signs, Julie. My dad had called me literally this past week, knowing that we were going to buy our first house. And he said, hey, when your brother moved away from Chicago, because they were putting all their stuff in storage, he couldn't take the tree that I first bought 40-something years ago with me and your mom. We bought this tree, and it was in our house the entire time for the last 40 years. And so I left it with my friend Dean. Dean has that tree. I want to see if Katie's family can bring it down for you guys. So the family tree that we've had for 40 years can be in your house. My dad just got done telling me this.
Wow.
So your mom could have some sort of presence in your home. And Katie's family is going to bring down that tree this weekend.
You know what? Synchronicities like that, they matter. That's a sign from heaven that your mom's there, and she's going to be with you as you move into your new house.
It's crazy that Helen would call in and suggest that tree suggestion, yeah. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Is I'm going to have the tree that my mom and dad got when they first bought a home first home.
Wow,
all Brett, together.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I love the way you call it a family tree. I think that's awesome.
Right?
Because I was like, what is this, like a huge tree that's been like planted in the ground for 40 years? That's a big tree.
No, it's just like this little. I'll show you a picture
like
of
a semi truck to bring it. Right. Apparently, that's what it sounds like.
Let me show, I know. It's like this little plant tree. I've already pulled up the text message because I had my dad's friend.
Oh, my God. You got to put that on Instagram so people can see it. We'll put it in the Wake Up's Instagram story.
Yeah. So we're going to get the family tree. So it's crazy that Helen would call and suggest it. So it shows you that everything happens for a reason and everyone always has a sign.
Forget you and you and you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.